Hey there, folks. Governor Tony Evers here. Every Wisconsinite should have access to clean and safe drinking water no matter where they live, and lead exposure and poisoning is especially dangerous. There's no safe level of lead exposure for kids. Even a small exposure can affect a kid for life, reducing learning capacity and attention span, and affecting academic achievement. So I approved an emergency rule strengthening our lead standards statewide and announced new investments to support kids and families when they are exposed to lead. But we should be working to prevent our kids from ever being exposed to lead in the first place. Wisconsin has recently seen cases of lead poisoning in kids who were exposed to dangerous levels of lead at school. At school, folks. That should never happen anywhere in Wisconsin, period. We have to work together to fix this. I'm asking for bipartisan support to invest over $300 million to help get lead out of our service line, bubblers, schools, homes, and childcare centers for good. This includes relaunching the Windows Plus program to support lead-free renovations in schools, homes, and childcare centers. And lead is just one contaminant that's affecting kids, families, and water across our state. PFAS exposure at certain levels can mean developmental delays in kids, increased cholesterol levels, reduced immunity response to infections, and even heightened risk for some cancers. And addressing PFAS and other contaminants grows harder and more expensive with each day of delay. Republicans and Democrats must work together to finally get something done on this issue, to strengthen groundwater standards for PFAS, and support my investment of over $145 million to fight PFAS contamination statewide. Cleaning up our water is a key part of our work to keep kids and families across Wisconsin healthy and safe. So in 2025, the year of the kid, let's make it happen, folks. Thank you.